This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, summary judgment, the review roundup with details on this week's new movies. First, there's news about the government office that's supposed to offer job protections for federal workers from retaliation if they complain things aren't being done properly and from discrimination. It's the Office of Special Counsel. This year, President Bush appointed a new man, Scott Block, to head that office. Now he is making some changes that are troubling lesbian and gay federal employees. NPR's Janet Babin reports.
Federal employee Robert Sadler has managed to thrive as an openly gay ethics attorney through three presidential administrations. But he says his working environment has recently become more hostile.
It has become scarier and scarier. We felt some degree of protection and a settledness under the first Bush administration and into the Clinton administration. But there was a great deal of consternation caused by the advent of the current Bush administration.
Sadler says the latest challenge comes from a new interpretation of the Civil Service Reform Act that's governed by the Office of Special Counsel, or OSC. The purpose of the act is to make sure that federal employees won't be discriminated against for their private life, so long as that private life doesn't affect their work. The former chief of the OSC, Elaine Kaplan, says in the past, Presidents Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and Clinton all interpreted the law to cover sexual orientation discrimination, even though it's not specifically mentioned in the statute.
Since at least 1980, the Office of Personnel Management, which is the chief, personnel advisor in the federal government, has interpreted that statutory provision to make it illegal to discriminate based on sexual orientation.
But since taking office in January, the new OSC chief, Scott Block, is interpreting the statute differently. Block says he's simply following the Civil Service Reform Act as it was written. He argues that Kaplan and the Clinton administration misinterpreted the law.
It was only beginning 5 years ago that the office under my predecessor began enforcing for discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. This new policy created a protected class based on orientation, which is not currently part of the civil rights law that protects people based on race, creed, color, national origin, religion, and so on.
Block has deleted language from the office's website and brochures that mentions discrimination based on sexual orientation. Robert Knight with the Culture and Family Institute says Block's changes are long overdue.
Homosexual employees of the federal government have the same rights everybody else does, but they can't claim special protection based on what they do in the bedroom.
If you're not a civil service worker, there are no federal laws protecting workers who are fired based on their sexual orientation. Winnie Stackelberg is with the gay rights group Human Rights Campaign.
Their pink slip can say, fired because she's a lesbian, and there is no legal recourse, no court that can change that. That's perfectly legal in 36 states.
HRC is urging Congress to pass a law that would protect all employees, both government and not, from discrimination. OSC Chief Block says removing sexual orientation references from the brochures and website is part of his sweeping review of many of his office's policies. He assures all federal gay employees that
we believe in non-discrimination for all federal employees and believe it is wrong to single out particular groups for it. Discrimination or for favorable enforcement.
But a retired federal employee wonders whether Block's actions will discourage good applicants from civil service and cause current employees to leave. 71-year-old Ellen Ensig-Brodsky worked for years as a Veterans Administration nurse where she found a network of gay and lesbian employees.
If we all came out and we were all fired, that hospital and most of the other VA hospitals would not function.
In the 1950s and 1960s, she says there was a policy in the U.S. government that purged gay people from civil service. Ensig-Brodsky fears that her country is taking a step backwards. For Day to Day, I'm Janet Babin.